Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Joe Biden is disqualified to be the President of the United States of America. He's disqualified. He is not qualified based on his morals. He's not qualified spiritually. He's not qualified ethically, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Biden is disqualified if you look at it on the basis of his ethics. Joe Biden and his son, Hunter Biden, have used their political position as senator and as VP back when he was with the Biden and Obama administration. He used that position to enrich himself and that of his entire family. Ladies and gentlemen, it's extensive, it's broad, it's deep, and it's just now coming out into the open as to just how broad and how deep and how sinister his ethical or lack of ethics has been and his time in Washington. He's been in the Beltway of Washington for almost 50 years now, and yet, ladies and gentlemen, there's no indication that there's any change in his ethics. All of the things that he said that he's going to do now and making the promises in those few campaign speeches where he had any questions at all. By the way, Joe Biden on one occasion just the past few days had a rally, and the reporter was standing there on the street corner and was looking around and was absolutely mystified that there's no one. He had zip, zero, nada, not a single person to show up for the rally that he spoke as though there were a crowd of 10,000. And yet just recently, President Trump had a rally down in South Florida, and there were some 35,000 people there, and probably more than that. They stopped counting at about that number, but the numbers were just astronomical. We're talking about, though, ladies and gentlemen, on this Let's Face the Issues broadcast, that Joe Biden is disqualified to be the President of the United States of America. He is not qualified to be our president. He is disqualified morally, disqualified spiritually, and in that spiritual disqualification, ladies and gentlemen, he believes that the LGBTQ community ought to take precedence. He believes that there is the right to commit murder by way of abortion, right up to and including the day of birth. And ladies and gentlemen, it is major, major for us to understand. I'm looking at a statement again by Franklin Graham. He says, the two candidates also differ on abortion. President Trump has consistently supported the conscience objections of nuns to paying for abortion drug coverage. Biden opposes such exemptions even for faith groups. And while Trump has vowed to appoint judges who will overturn Roe versus Wade, Biden has promised to appoint judges that will defend Roe versus Wade. That is, ladies and gentlemen, murder by way of abortion. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about further. He is disqualified ethically. Here's an article that says, investigative reporter, Joe Biden now under federal criminal investigation. This is dated October the 7th. There's been several other articles that have come out since that date. Joe Biden is under an active federal criminal investigation regarding his role in the Barack Obama administration counterintelligence probe of the Trump campaign, according to investigative reporter Paul Sperry. During the 2016 election, the Democrats' presidential nominee, Hillary Clinton, was investigated by the FBI for her use of a private email system to transmit classified information. Sperry said Tuesday that House investigators joined the Senate in asking the FBI to open a criminal investigation into possible foreign influence peddling involving Biden and his younger brother and son. A two-year investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller failed to support that claim, and now the Senate report has revealed Obama was briefed on the alleged plot by Hillary Clinton campaign to spread the story that Trump was tied to the Russians in order to get public attention away from her email scandal. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a major, major scandal that is just now breaking. This article says the Senate last week released the results of a year-long investigation by two committees that found Hunter Biden's business deals while his father was vice president raised alarm among U.S. government officials who flagged conflicts of interest and possible criminal activity ranging from bribery to sex trafficking, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, It has already been documented. It's already been proven. And yet Joe Biden disallows, and out of hand rejects anything. He says it's not been proven. He says it's not authentic, et cetera, et cetera. We need to understand, though, ladies and gentlemen, that Joe Biden's son received, some reports say, $50,000 a month for being on the board of Burisma, which was a unethical, illegal organization in Ukraine. And some have reported it was as much as $183,000 per month. So I don't know which one it was, but as I would call it, it's a ginormous, if I can use that term, amount of money. And then he had received $1.5 billion from the communist Chinese government to invest in his investment company in America. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, according to the best reports that I've read, as a result of the Chinese investing $1.5 billion through Hunter Biden, the Chinese communist government was able to acquire $3.5 trillion worth of American company ownership in the United States of America. That's a pretty good deal for the communist Chinese government. Joe Biden's alleged links, here's an article, Joe Biden's alleged links to Burisma, as damaging as it can be, according to Giuliani, the former mayor of New York City. I believe we have a caller on the line. Greg, go ahead with your question or comment.
What you're pointing out is evidence of the willingness to sell America out.
Yes.
During the Clinton administration, and I never thought that Bill Clinton hated America. I think Obama did hate America, but Bill Clinton, signed off on Loral Industries being able to sell product to China. Loral Industries is a military contractor. They do missile guidance systems and things like that. So literally, we have things that are strategic to America's defense that are the doors being opened for potential adversaries, whether they be China or Russia, potential adversaries to come in. I mean, we know that Dianne Feinstein had a Chinese spy that was her chauffeur for 20 years or 20 some odd years. And what's happened with that? But over and over, we have individuals that are at the top, the upper echelon of our government, that they're willing to sell us out or give us away in some cases. And in this case, for $1.5 million of investment, who knows what China will receive? In Ukraine, for $1 million a year, I think the $83,000 a month is what one reporter landed on. That's $1 million a year. Joe Biden got the deal with Burisma. How much has Ukraine gotten in exchange? Well, it looks like they got $1 billion handed to them at one time because they were willing to fire Shokin, the prosecuting attorney, the attorney general, whatever, for Ukraine that was pursuing corruption within Burisma. Who knows how much more they may have gotten? I mean, is it bribery? Is it extortion? What's going on? It seems to me that the mainstream media has no interest in finding out. Beyond that, what's going on in the FBI? Because this computer repair guy turned over to the FBI the computer a year ago. What does the FBI do with all the evidence they have against high-profile Democrats? Do they just drop it in the ocean somewhere? Because it goes into a vacuum. It goes into a vortex. It goes somewhere, but it never somehow or another is properly investigated or potentially prosecuted. Where are the indictments that ever come up against high-profile Democrats? You know,
they do not. That's one of the things I want our listeners to understand is that Joe Biden is disqualified ethically. Ethically. He is a fraud. Ethically, he has been selling America. Ethically, Joe Biden is. Here's an article, Greg, that our listeners need to understand. It says China and Iran want you to vote for Joe Biden. It's no secret the totalitarian governments of China and Iran favor Joe Biden in the presidential election. The Chinese Communist Party, CCP, would like nothing more than to go back to the status quo, the pre-Trump world. When U.S. politicians convinced themselves or pretended to that China would turn democratic if they would give favorable trade terms, et cetera, et cetera. This article says Hunter's father, Joe Biden, had to revise his initial praise of China, poo-pooing the idea that they might be an enemy, when things started to get a little obvious and handlers whispers in his ear, this wasn't exactly the right road to the White House. So it's hard to feel reassured and how Joe Biden would behave toward communist regime in China once he's in office. This is a great deal more reason, actual evidence of deals, to believe the Chinese have special leverage with Biden than ever with the Russians, that the Russians ever had with America. Speak to that, Greg. Continue the conversation about, we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden is disqualified to be president. He is disqualified morally. He's disqualified spiritually. He's disqualified ethically because what is being uncovered now. Where do you think this is going, Greg? And by the way, I can just tuck this in at this point. One of the best things that President Trump can do upon being reelected is to fire the head of the FBI and to replace him with somebody that will get to the bottom of the rot and remove criminal activity that's taking place in the FBI.
He's going to have to go outside D.C., and those D.C. circles, the Beltway circles, are dominated by swamp monsters. I mean, these folks. I don't care. I don't care how many levels down the how many rungs down the ladder you go. It seems like if they're in D.C. and if they've spent more than a decade in D.C., if they didn't go there as swamp monsters, they became swamp monsters. They want things to stay exactly as they are. He's upset the apple cart of so many individuals in business that have made billions of dollars in China. They don't. Of the human rights abuses and care that they're dealing with communists. They don't care that they're selling America out. And that sort of personality seems to be, you know, that's willing to seem to be the ones that rise to the top in D.C. circles. So he's going to have to step way outside D.C. if he's going to find a good replacement for the FBI and somebody that will take on the system that's in place there. But, you know, so many of the things that you brought up or the lack of character. A pastor friend in Tennessee recently begged the question, in the upcoming election, which is more important, principles or personalities? And I believe both are very important. But one person responded, does character even count anymore? And I thought about that for a moment. You know, how do we define character? Anytime I have a question mark on, you know, how should we properly define it, oftentimes I'll go to 28. And when you get to dictionary definition number 4 for character, it says the peculiar qualities impressed by nature or habit on a person, which distinguish him from others. These constitute real character. And the qualities which he is supposed to possess constitute his estimated character or reputation. I thought, you know, my goodness. So we can look at the deeds of a person and tell a character. What are the deeds of Joe Biden? Well, for 47 years, we got a record on Joe Biden. I can tell you a lot of nasty stuff about Joe Biden. I can't tell you anything from a deeds perspective that he's done that's been good for the country. Can you name anything? Can somebody call in and name some good things in half a century of public service, call in and tell us what Joe Biden has done that's been good for America? But we
that's
do
the whole
have,
point.
Do
in fact, I've watched some of the, I've watched some of the interviewers out on the street corners ask those same questions, and they get no answer. In fact, one dear lady, bless her heart, said, well, he smiles a lot. And another says, well, he seems to be a kind man. But they can't name one thing that he's done. But, Greg, there's another point about the ethical disqualification for him because he plans to pack the courts if he is elected as president. Explain to our listeners what does it mean, pack the courts, talking about the Supreme Court. And that's in the line of ethical treatment of our nation because it would be unethical to do that. But what does it mean, packing the courts? Why should we be concerned about that?
It is truly the politicization of the Article III courts in America, particularly the Supreme Court. Today, the left is literally trying to redefine that word. Definitions really matter, folks. Definitions
That's right.
matter. Words matter. The words of the Constitution matter. They're trying to redefine the word packing or the words packing the court. They want to say that what Donald Trump is doing today is packing the court. You go, hold on a second. There are vacancies on the court. the responsibility of the chief executive is to make appointments. And then the Senate has a responsibility and duty to advise. And so he is literally performing the duties required of him upon the by the simple language within the Constitution. However, the Democrats had made people believe, oh, that Donald Trump, he's packing the court. No, packing the court is where all of a sudden you go, well, there are 9 members of the Supreme Court, but now that the balance has shifted and we see that 5 members are actually constitutional originalists, oh my goodness, we can't have that. We need to have our rabid activist judicial robe-wearing folks to do our political bidding. So they go, well, we only have 4 in there that I'll do our political bidding. That will ignore the Constitution, do what we want to do politically. So what we need to do is increase the number to 11 or to 17 or to 21 or whatever the number is, and make it so that we have an advantage for the next however many years or decades. And keep in mind, it is literally making that court into a political body rather than a judicial body. Each of these judges has an obligation to support, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. They're supposed to apply the supreme law of the land to the law, the written law by the legislature signed by. Is this constitutional? Is this okay? And if you think that words don't mean anything or the words should be massageable or changeable, if you believe this idea that the Constitution is a living and breathing document and those words change their definition, change their meanings over the course of time, think of how dangerous that is. Think
Absolutely.
Of how dangerous that is.
It would destroy America as we know it today and put us into anything other than a constitutional republic. And, ladies and gentlemen, that's the reason there's been such a fierce battle on the because of the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett, is simply because she is an originalist, she is a constitutionalist, she is a textualist, believes that what the text says in the original document is the way it should be read and interpreted, because words mean something, and yet they are absolutely hair on fire and hysteria in Washington Beltway as a result of it. Greg, I'm looking at an article here. It is fascinating. It says, Trump says Democrats have gone totally stone-cold crazy. And further in the article, it says, Joe Biden is feeble, unprincipled, constantly lying, and shockingly corrupt. He is nothing but a career politician, and goes further in the description of that. And that's what we're talking about today, is his being disqualified morally. He's disqualified spiritually. He's disqualified ethically. But, Greg, I believe he's disqualified economically also. Joe Biden is a socialist and a globalist, and he's not concerned about Americans' economy in the future. He's willing to absolutely destroy our nation's economic system and turn it into a socialist Marxist system of government. If Joe Biden is elected, according to his own words, he's going to provide everything free. Greg, is anything when he says he's going to have free medical care for everybody, including illegal immigrants, he's going to have free education for everybody from kindergarten through university. Is there anything called free?
Oh, my goodness. Move free from the lexicon of the English language, because nothing is free. Even our salvation, though it's free for us, is bought at a very high price. There's nothing that government can give you that it hasn't already taken from somebody else. I think it's very interesting. Along that line, you have Nancy Pelosi up there. She just had a back-and-two spat with Wolf Blitzer. And it's funny because Wolf Blitzer talking on the streets. You know, they're hurting Nancy. You know, they're starving Nancy. They're begging for food. They're begging for money. You know, and she says, and I feed them. We feed them. I ask you, put this question to Nancy Pelosi, Wolf. Who have you fed? Who have you provided something for? Who have you? She can't name anybody, maybe her husband, you know, but she can't name the individual. What she's talking about is she votes to take resources from one group and give it to another. By the way, the people that are the most in America, those individuals that have lost their jobs, those individuals that have had their businesses closed, those individuals that have nothing to do to provide for their family, they're in that position in most cases because they live in a Democrat-controlled city or a Democrat-controlled state that still believes we should be shut down. I mean, they've destroyed businesses. I have a friend the other day in California. I was absolutely convinced based on a statement on Facebook committed suicide. This is an individual that was making a six-figure income, and he's been told for the past 9 months, you can't go out making income. And he literally, with the pittance that's given to him in the way of this unemployment compensation, these other stipends and all, it doesn't touch it. It doesn't come anywhere close. And I was convinced, already with the potential, thank God, he did not commit suicide. But there are those suicides are on the rise today because Democrats are keeping the economy shut down, and their entire intent is to politically damage Donald Trump. It is so perverse, and these are the same individuals now. Nancy Pelosi is here. She is. She's standing over the patient. She has the resources with which to give assist. Okay, it's a problem of their own creation for the most part, but she has the resources to give assist. And what is she saying? Well, a commentator the other day says she has the paddle. She's ready to shock the patient, but she goes, "Nope, I want a pony first. Somebody give me a pony." You know, I mean, this is a broken system. This is a broken system in which the extortion has reached the highest levels of government, and they're willing to extort the American people to get the resources that they want for themselves. They want tens of billions, hundreds of billions allocated to their friends and family. They want tens of billions, hundreds of billions allocated to corrupt governments. This is as perverse as you could possibly get, and using us as the pawns in the game.
Yeah, Greg, hold on just a minute. I believe we have Maria on the line. Maria, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. I was calling because I've been listening to you preach over Hebrews 6, and we go back to Hebrews 6:8. But that which bears thorns and the bearers is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burnt. Everything that Joe Biden produces is a dokimos.
Yeah, that's right. A dokimos, disapproved. A good statement.
Yes.
Dokimos is the Greek word for approved, and a dokimos means disapproved. He is disapproved. A good statement, a good insight on that.
And I just wanted to go over a couple of things about the fruit that President Trump has produced in his office. He's pro-life, the peace still in Israel. Over 200 judges elected that are God-fearing and will fight for religious liberties. Second Chance, the First Step Act, 1,800 prisoners reentered into society. The VA Accountability Act, which gives people the right to fire bad people and deliver a better care to our VA people. The Right to Act, which helps terminally diseased patients receive drugs that are more risky. The Tax Reform Act, which is the largest middle class tax cut. Paid Family Leave Act, which allows people to borrow from their Social Security to take off time when they have a baby. Defunding the WHO. And before the shutdown happened, the economy was the highest it had ever been, which allowed 6 million black Americans to be taken off of government funding. He's surrounded by people of faith, and people pray over him every day. And he just allocated $100 million to sex trafficking.
Yes, you couldn't have put it any more succinctly as to what we see as the long, long, long list. In fact, I read an article the other day. Somebody had outlined 125 things that had been accomplished in the first 4 years of the Trump administration. You're exactly right. That's a good comparison and contrast to what we see as the potentiality of Joe Biden as President of the United States of America. Maria, thanks so much. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and I heard somebody compare him to Samson, which I like that comparison, because when did God come visit Samson? Was he with two prostitutes?
Right.
Or was he with a prostitute when God came to visit him? And God still used him.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. We're looking at when we vote, is as I've said so often, I'm not voting for the man, I'm voting for the plan of what man has done and what he continues to do, which is what we think is right biblically, spiritually, for the Christians and for the Christian worldview. Maria, thanks so much for your call. God bless you today. Greg, we've got just a few minutes left in the airtime today. But Joe Biden is disqualified in a number of ways. He's disqualified morally, spiritually, ethically, economically. He's also disqualified constitutionally. Why do I say that? Because he is not qualified based on the Constitution, because he would destroy the Constitution. He'll destroy our Bill of Rights. He'll destroy the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. Speak to that issue about his disqualification based on the Constitution. He will destroy everything that we hold so near and dear as our constitutional rights today.
Well, it's bearing itself out. The thing of Joe Biden is actually typical of, and we're seeing it play out right now in the Judiciary Committee, where Democrat after Democrat after Democrat, they're interested in particular social policies, but their real angst, their real anxiety, their real disgust with Amy Coney Barrett is the fact that she's promised to apply the Constitution as written. Now, think about that. If one group is scared to death of the application of the Constitution as written, what are they? These are oath breakers. You know, you hit the nail firmly on the head when you said he's not constitutionally qualified, because when you are completely averse to a document to which you must swear in order to enter office, you're no longer qualified in my book. Because literally seeking office so you can undermine the document that you must swear an oath of allegiance to. I mean, literally, we have come down to a point in place where we've got a choice between anarchy and law and order. We have a choice between anarchy and law and order. The fascist, the Marxism, the all the ideologies and plans that the left has for America or have for America, each one of them requires the destruction of the Constitution as we know it today. They seek to undermine and destroy the very foundations of our system. That's anarchy.
Right. He's already stated that the Religious Liberties Restoration Act will not be an argument for the Christian. He's basically saying that the Christian liberties and the freedom of expression, biblically speaking, would be out. He's also said that he's going to take the guns. He's going to disarm the United States of America. So constitutionally, he is against, as you said, the very thing that he swears to uphold. He is absolutely adamantly opposed to. But that is a final argument that I set forth, Greg, that I want us to close on. We've got about 1 minute. He's cognitively unqualified. He's openly, obviously, having real difficulties mentally, cognitively. He forgets where he is, forgets what state he's in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We need to be concerned about that. Greg, is that something that should concern Americans? Is that something that we should be concerned about in relationship to his ability to carry out what needs to be done?
100%. I mean, and the fact Nancy Pelosi's talking about the 25th Amendment, folks, that 25th Amendment and her idea for a new construct to enforce it, to pursue it, doesn't have anything to do with Donald Trump, folks. She recognizes what we all recognize, the cognizances that we're seeing every day in Joe Biden. And she seeks to, as rapidly as possible, take power for the rest within Congress. It's the most dangerous circumstance I've in my entire life seen. And I would encourage you, every single one of you, if you're a believer, don't sit on your couch this election season. Get out and vote. It's early voting, and state by state across America, get out and vote if you can.
Absolutely. Thank you for those comments, Greg. It's a delight to have you with us today. And ladies and gentlemen, it's been a delight to have you on board with us today as we face the issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.